What is going on, Bucks fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Bucks Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Eichstead, and it is the NBA Finals season. It is time for the NBA Finals. It's the Golden State Warriors against the Boston Celtics, the C's, the team that knocked out Milwaukee when they did not have the full big three. They're in the finals. They're in the finals, and the Bucks were up 3-2 on that team. They could be in the finals right now, looking to take a repeat. So this is going to be a very interesting finals to watch, because I'm going to be gauging personally is if the Bucks could beat both of those teams. The Warriors, they look like they've really turned it on, clicking against Dallas, kind of mopping the floor with the whole Luka Doncic narrative. They're trying to make him be the big bad Darth Vader. Giannis came out and stole an actual ring. So, I mean, he's more of the hero, but of course, Doncic got the superpower label pretty early, and he got smoked. Curry, Klay, Jordan Poole, Draymond Green, that's a legitimate big three if you combine Poole and Draymond Green. You got Curry, Klay, and that duo. That's a big three. I'm just going to say the Warriors got one. I think they have a chance. And as much as I don't like the Celtics, Bucks fans, that is an actual semi with its truck horn blaring that. But as much as I don't like the Celtics, Bucks fans, they also have arguably a legitimate big three. They have Marcus Smart. DPOY put up 24 points in the game series. Game 7 clinching win. A lot of people were saying, hey, Marcus Smart, you can't include him in any big three that I know, but he is without a question the defensive leader. I would say probably the leader of that Boston team. Jason Tatum is the superstar. Would they be in the same position without Marcus Smart? It's hard to argue. I know we don't like him over here in Milwaukee because he's a flopping guy. He loves to flop. He's the flop master. But he's got his team in the finals, so he's flopped them that far. And Boston might just beat the Warriors. That's kind of like what we're going to find out, I think, game one, is which conference had the superior teams this year. Because the East seemed more of a dogfight. The Warriors seem likely to be in the finals if the Suns were not also going to be competing against them. I think a lot of people saw the Warriors coming. They played great team basketball. But the Celtics, I mean, that's as recent as like a few weeks ago. I think people actually had the hunch, KJ had the hunch early on in the season that the Celtics were starting to round into form, playing really, really good basketball. And mostly on the defensive end, they've kind of stuck with that. They play tough defense. Will it be enough against the Warriors, or will the Warriors' experience just absolutely trounce them? Things get tougher in the finals, right? Like Curry, the Klay, you know, the old rain party in Golden State. I'm not sure if it can last in the finals the way it was in the conference finals. What I mean by that is there's a little more pressure. It kind of plays more to a tougher defensive physical game in which the Celtics are going to be right there flopping every chance they get against the Warriors. And Jason Tatum's going to be hitting tough buckets like he has been. Al Horford, he's playing out of his mind. The guy was crying on the basketball court. That's how bad he wanted to win. He was out there balling this postseason. I just got to say it. Al Horford, have my respect. Always had it, but now you're really showing why you're a pivotal piece and why, you know, Philly's just not a good place to play. Joel Embiid, he's talking like the Heat need another star. He maybe wants out of Philly. Bucks fans, let us know what you think. Does he want to get out of Philly and go join the Miami Heat to put them over the top and maybe win a championship? I think he sees it as a likely fit. He's probably thinking, hey, now we got Harden. I mean, it's about time we just blew this up and I got out of Philly. Do I want to be the next Allen Iverson and never win a championship? Let us know what you think, Bucks fans. Does Joel Embiid, similar career arc to an Allen Iverson, maybe an MVP, a scoring title, but no championship if he stays in Philly too long? Realistic question. Because the Bucks are right there. They've got a legitimate big three in Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis, the Greek freak, who balled against the Boston Celtics, kind of did what Jimmy Butler did, like, to get a ton of attention. Giannis just does that every night. He was absolutely tearing apart the Celtics, and it wasn't easy for him either when you couldn't spread the court. He didn't even play that great. I think a lot of people look back at that series, and I personally would say Giannis probably played a solid B, you know, B plus. Bucks fans, let me know what you think. Maybe even a B minus. I could see you giving him a B minus because he didn't get the win. He didn't get the result. And there were moments where his jumper just wasn't hitting. You know, he was turning the ball over. But I'm not here to, you know, bash Giannis. He's the greatest player in the world. Back to the finals. The reason I'm so optimistic about the Bucks is they got the big three. And so we're about to see, are these teams legitimately big three teams? Are the Warriors a big four? The Warriors kind of have this X factor to them where they've got guys who can come out and just be stars because they've got so much attention on the Warriors. The Bucks, they've got a legit three that's here to stay. Let me know what you think. My early hunch leads Boston Celtics. That's my prediction for this final so far, and that's because of the style of the game. We'll see. Is the experience too much? It may be. But I think the Warriors have a pretty good shot of getting back to the finals next season, where the Celtics, they're going to have a good chance, but they're getting a lot out of Al Horford and Marcus Smart right now, even their role players. They're performing really well. Jaylen Brown's a physical specimen, so even though he's maybe not the flashy superstar you hoped he was going to be, he can ball. He can put up points. He can get a bucket. He made a couple of tough buckets in that Game 7. And I think he's, you know, earned some respect. He's kind of a Chris Middleton, more of a quiet star, where if you're a Celtics fan, you know that Jaylen Brown on any night can probably put up a 35 or, you know, maybe even a 40 piece. And he's just inconsistent. But Jason Tatum really seems to be almost like that Giannis for the Celtics. Pure shot, hitting those tough threes. He can get any shot off. His game is just smooth. He's like, to me, what I think is the next Kevin Durant. I think Jason Tatum has potential to be the next Kevin Durant because he's offensively so skilled. On the defensive end, he's athletic. He makes occasional plays, but he's kind of like KD. You know, he's a plus defender because of his what he does, but he's not like a Giannis-level defender. He's not like a first-team NBA or even second-team All-NBA defender, in my opinion, yet. He has potential to be. But I see him as that lethal scorer. He kind of scores easily and shoots a very, very high percentage like Kevin always has. So Jason Tatum, Kevin Durant comparison. Let us know what you think, Bucks fans. I think that is on the table. In terms of what the Bucks need to do right now, what do the Bucks need to do? They need to be upset. They need to be upset. But I think they need to hold the core together. And Darvin Ham, new coach of the LA Lakers, he's gone. KJ, we talked about him on the podcast as a potential replacement for Bud. Now that Ham is gone, they must have told Bud he's here to stay. I think that's very likely. You know, this was an opportunity to maybe rotate, and I think the Bucks in the front office got together and said, hey, we're going to keep Coach Bud at the helm. And so Milwaukee, I think we're looking at maybe at least one more year of Coach Bud. Hopefully he can take us back to another championship. But what Milwaukee needs to do is keep the core together, because after that decision's been made, you know, you got Giannis, you got Drew, you got Chris, but you got to bring back Pat. You got to bring back Pat. Pat gives you one of these players that can ball in the playoffs. He can shoot it. He got significantly better between the last 2 years in the playoffs. At least in my opinion, he played huge the years they won the finals. But he is definitely improving as a player still, and we haven't even seen close to his potential for how pure of a shooter this guy can be. We've got one, Bucks fans. We've got, like, the next Korver. He's athletic as hell. He's more athletic than Korver by a long shot, and he's pure. He's maybe not as, like, Korver level yet with the three, but he's going to get there. You kind of saw the early comings. His pass going to be one of these guys who comes off the bench and drains. He's going to be shooting with high confidence. So I think he's a player you got to bring back. Bobby Portis, I don't know what's going on with Bobby Portis. I see him playing on the internet as if he's leaving, as if he's staying, but I think Bobby Portis is a legitimate contender to be back and to be traded. Because Bobby Portis, I don't know what's going on with him right now. And because of that energy, it's a lot different than Pat, who is just like, he wants to come back. He, you know, he talks about it. He talks about the team, you know. He's doing all these things in Milwaukee. Bobby Portis is the same way, where he's a big figure in the community, but maybe he's just joking. I hope he's just joking, because Bobby Portis is a huge piece. He didn't have a great playoffs maybe this year, but he can still play. Maybe one more year with Bobby. You can talk with him about that. See if you can get him there, but no guarantees. Then you're looking at, okay, who do the Bucks have beyond? They've got Brook Lopez. Lopez showed that he can play. He can still serve a role if he's healthy. They'll probably do another thing where he has a long back injury during the regular season and then is healthy during the playoffs. Did that hurt the Bucks, though? Was Lopez not a little, maybe, I mean, he balled in Game 7. Lopez showed up. He was fighting. I think he's going to do some load management now that I think about it a little more, Bucks fans. I think Bud's going to have him on load management. So you're going to need some guys beyond that. And right now you're looking at Grayson Allen, Wesley Matthews, George Hill, Javon Carter, Thanasis. I think Thanasis is by default back. But those four, you might keep Javon. You really got to do some shuffling. So this is going to be interesting when you can maintain your stars, kind of like the Warriors have done, but retool the role players. Now they have Andrew Wiggins, right? Now they've got Jordan Poole. They've gone back to this almost small ball that made them so successful. You think back to when they had Andre Iguodala as a young freak, and then they had Draymond right next to him kind of playing that center position. Sean Livingston. That team was defined by being everybody being able to knock down that three ball. And they've kind of gone back to their old ways. You can argue Boston's gone back to their old ways. Al Horford's back. They've gone back to their old ways. That Boston that the Bucks unfortunately ran into in the playoffs when Giannis was young. This is a gritty Boston. This wasn't the Kyrie Irving, the Kemba Walker Bostons. This wasn't the Brad's. Stevens is still, he's still the guy, but this team had a little more fight. This team had a little more fight. I mean, look at them. They're in the finals. And so this is going to be exciting. Right now, I lean towards Boston, but it's still up in the air. I think Game 1 is going to tell a lot about this series, just because you get to see the conferences kind of match up all year, the talk. Who will pull it out? The Bucks are in a good spot. We can look at them, Bucks fans, and kind of just take an objective look. We don't have to be so stressed during this finals. And we can say, hey, do these teams have a big three? And if the Bucks were healthy, would they beat both of these teams? So that's the question I want to leave you with. Have fun. Hope you had a great Memorial Day. Bucks fans from all over 120 countries and growing, thank you so much for being a part of this community. So appreciative of everyone listening in from wherever you are listening from. Got much love for you. Next time, we're going to have an absolute fire time, probably talking about the finals. So do not miss those thoughts. A lot of answers to the questions we've raised today. And as always, fear the deer, Bucks in six, Giannis forever.